This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
I also want to note verses 9 and 10 here in James chapter 3, which state, "With it, that is the tongue, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, these things ought not to be so." So we see that we need to watch what we say, and I think it's good when we try to focus on saying positive things, things that build others up, and try to be level-headed and give people the benefit of any doubt we may have. But Satan will also use other people to bother us, both people who are troubled themselves and even our own friends, by utilizing their weaknesses. Remember, often there is more going on than what we see with our own eyes. If you'll remember in Acts chapter 16, that Satan sent a servant girl to follow around Paul and Silas, and the Bible tells us that Paul became really annoyed by this. That's Acts chapter 16 and verse 18. Satan was trying to provoke a reaction in Paul, which in this case, Paul reacted with a good action, but nonetheless, Satan used it to get Paul and Silas locked up in prison in Philippi.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.